You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thank you for those of you that continue to show just abject generosity. What are you talking about, Kev? I'll tell you right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Hey, welcome. It's Wednesday. Glad you're back with us. And thank you to those who have heard over the last couple of weeks, our desire to help a set of kids that have just, they've grabbed hold of my heart, and I'm hoping that they're grabbing hold of yours. And now that we have just a little bit over 100 of those kids left to go, I am really, really hoping that we can make sure that we take care of every one of them. I said this from about a week ago when we started this project, that when you have 520 children, that you are all of a sudden understanding that if you don't help them, that they're going to starve, they're going to dehydrate, they're going to die. You want to do everything in your power to help them. If you're a parent and you think about the fact that these are children that belong to parents. I was this week thinking about several of the news stories that I saw related to different topics across the board and how children were impacted by them. And now when you have small kids in the house, you actually spend a lot more time thinking about what those stories mean than you do before you have them. And as my heart translates that story and I go, well, what would I feel like if that was my child and I was their parent? And then all of a sudden I'm finding myself racked with emotion. Well, I've kind of gotten that way about these kids in Savan Kibrit, Haiti, because these final 100 children, I don't want us to leave them behind. I don't want to say to them, you're not important enough to be rescued. Yeah, we got the other 400 and something taken care of, but you guys, we forgot about you. Because they belong to somebody. That child belongs to some parent. Some parent that wishes that they lived probably on a different continent somewhere. I mean, if they had their choice and they were living in the former cane field that Dole Food Company used to operate, or could leave that place forever and live somewhere else where there was greater industrialization and the possibility of even just having a slightly better job or plot in life, I'm sure that they would do it. But the problem is that they can't. And while they are where they are, these 520 children, every one of them with a name, every one of them with a parent, every one of them with a family that they have some connection to, are starving. More importantly than the food problem is the lack of clean drinking water. The only water supplies right now that they can get into Savan Kibrit are polluted. And the basic filtration, like bucket systems that they have, are not, they're not anywhere near the standard that you need to have them be for proper consumption of clean drinking water. So what Food for the Poor came to us a few days ago and said, hey guys, the church community in New York, can you help us with this? We said, yeah. So what we've been telling you is that $50 will feed one child and help bring clean drinking water to the village of Savan Kibrit for the rest of their life. Now, imagine just going from never having any clean drinking water to drink to all of a sudden having 10,000 gallons of it a day. That's the capacity that the water filtration systems that Food for the Poor can put in there. The phone number is 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. But there are 100 children left, and we need your help for every one of them. Maybe you could do two kids, a brother and a sister, or maybe three, a group of siblings. But $50 times the number of children you would like to help. What I need you to do is I need you to go to the phone. And coming up in this hour, there'll be some stories that you'll hear. Todd Chapman will be back with me. He's just returned from this place in the upper kind of plantain, not plantain, the upper plain area, just outside of Port-au-Prince. It's about 30 miles, but it takes about 3 hours to get there. That's how bad the roads are. And these 3,000 people that are living in that area, about two-thirds of them children, are suffering tremendously, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673 is the number. And if you wanted to, if you're a small business owner, we still have this opportunity as well. We would like to give you a free ad schedule, free advertising campaign. If you're willing to help 50 of these children, 50 times 50 is 2,500. And for that, we would give you more than $2,500 worth in airtime. And then you would also be able to help these children at the same time. It's a really unique offer. But if you make a gift of that amount, $2,500 or more, and again, just being 100 or so children away, we have room for a couple of you to do that. If two of you did the business benefactor package and your small company, so it's not a personal gift from you, it's a gift on behalf of your company to the ministry, then we will reward your company with complimentary advertising on our stations here in New York City. So I'm hoping and praying and begging and believing that God's not done with these kids yet, and I don't think he wants us to be done trying to help them. Because as long as those 100 kids are not yet fed, not yet rescued, not yet getting clean drinking water, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping at night. And I know that the church here in New York is a generous place. We have the ability to do this kind of thing, and you've proven it so many times. Last year, we helped Food for the Poor feed and give water to nearly 1,300 children across the total scope of the year. So this is not the 520 is not a difficult task. It's just a matter of each one that's supposed to, that's heard about it, that understands what these kids are up against. It's just up to each one of us that can picture that and understand it to get involved. So I hope that you'll make that effort, because at the end of the day, there's a little girl or a little boy. And this afternoon, they're looking up into the sky and it is a hot afternoon. They don't have cold drinking water. And the drinking water that they have is not drinkable. The animals use it. People wash their motorcycles in it. There's all kinds of pollutants in the water system that are there. They don't have access to anything that is actually refreshing for them. In fact, every sip brings death a little bit closer to them. So if we do anything less than getting that drinking water to all 100 or so of those kids that are left, friends, I feel like that we're not going to be honoring God in that process, because he says, suffer not the little children to come to me. In other words, don't keep them from being able to come to me. Don't keep them from being able to hear my hope for them, the gospel for them. And if we don't help them in this way, a hungry stomach has no ears. If all you think about is how badly your stomach hurts because of how hungry you are and how thirsty you are in the blazing heat. Now, I know it's hard for us to think about heat right now because we still have winter here in April in New York. But there, it is already in the 90s. It is already oppressively hot. And every single day, they need water and they need refreshment. They need to hydrate their bodies. They need to be able to know that they're going to have food security for the next year. So each child that we help that process come to, we're also then also being able to help them find a bridge to the gospel, because Food for the Poor works with pastors on the ground. Those are the people in their lives that are coming to them and saying, hey, did you know that Jesus loves you? In fact, the food and water that you're getting from us came from church people, Christians in New York City. They care about you. They love you. Friends, it's going to change lives if we do it. The question is, will we? And there's 100 plus of them left. $50 will help take care of one child for the next year. Food for the year, water for the rest of their life. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Give online at am570themission.com or give directly 855-907-4673. I'm Kevin McCullough. Todd Chapman joins me next. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Salem Business Breakfast is on April 19th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Come for networking and a delicious breakfast by DR Catering. Steve Adubato will moderate a panel discussion on succeeding as an entrepreneur with Bernard Carrick, former New York City Police Commissioner, John Bramnick, assemblyman and partner at Bramnick Law, Susan Safis, owner of Rhino Shield of New York, and Phil Van Horn, CEO of Blue Rock Energy. Joe Piscopo and the AM 970 morning team will be broadcasting live from 6 to 10 a.m. at the college. Bring lots of business cards for networking and to enter to win great prizes, including an Apple TV. The event is free, but you have to register. Get your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast on April 19th at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. The Salem Business Breakfast is sponsored by Blue Rock Energy and L'Artigiano Gelato.
Although the Feast of Passover was last month, you can experience the freedom of Passover all year long. This is Jeannie Niger with Unshaken. These 50 days between Passover and Shavuot, or Pentecost, is a perfect time to allow the truths of Passover to bring new levels of freedom and intimacy with God into your daily life. Exodus 12:13 says, "When I see the blood over the doorposts, I will pass over you." When Jesus' blood is over the doorpost of your heart, you don't have to take in anything that brings death, including stress, fear, shame, criticism, rejection, bitterness, and unforgiveness. The next time these emotions knock on your door, picture Jesus' blood over the doorpost and experience a new level of freedom and intimacy with God today. And intimacy with Him is the key to standing strong, no matter what. For more on how to remain unshaken in a world that's all shook up, go to jeannienigro.com. That's JeanNeNigro.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tired of plain old ice cream? Well, I don't eat plain old ice cream. I like really good gelato. And that's why I want you to enjoy Artigiano Gelato. Artigiano Gelato is made from fresh Italian milk, pistachios, and lemons from Sicily. Fresh strawberries from Rome, chocolate from Perugia. Each ingredient is blended together using the L'Artigiano's family's 100-year-old recipe to bring you a product that's not only organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, and kosher, but absolutely delicious. From strawberry to hazelnut, lemon to pistachio, spumante to chocolate, each ingredient is processed with the utmost care to bring you real Italian gelato. The kind we enjoy in my house. You'll taste how creamy pistachio is, how soft chocolate is, how fresh strawberry is, and how crisp lemon can be. Gelato with a stronger taste. Your taste buds will never be the same. L'Artigiano Gelato from the pristine hills of Perugia. Quality, craftsmanship, tradition, and unforgettable flavor. Get yours today at Gristiti's, D'Agostino, Uncle Giuseppe's, Citarella, Food Emporium, Uncle Gino's Market, Guinta's Farm, Lavotis, Key Food, Yavarone's, and more. L'Artigiano Gelato, the real maestros in making gelato.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to buy or lease your next new car knowing you got it for less than any dealer price? How would you like to know that you can also get the same insurance coverage for that car for less as well? How would you like to have someone else do all the legwork and even deliver your new car right to you? And do all of this without wasting time in a car dealership? If that sounds too good to be true, well, it's not. Buy or lease the new car you've been looking for at the price, the best price available through Vineyard Auto Group. The Christian principles Vineyard Auto Group has built their business on provide added security. Call Vineyard Auto Group at 866-965-AUTO. Or visit vineyardautogroup.com. That's vineyardautogroup.com. Or call 866-965-AUTO.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you have problems sleeping? Maybe your pillow goes flat or tossing and turning all night. You wake up with a headache or a sore neck. Friends, it's time you do what I did 4 years ago, and that is get a MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to match your exact individual needs. You'll get to sleep faster. You'll stay there longer. The MyPillow stays cool throughout the night. You get the best quality sleep you've ever had. And it's made right here in America. It's got a 10-year warranty, 90-day money-back guarantee. I've loved every single one of the MyPillow products. I think you will too. And here's a special offer for Kevin McCullough listeners. You're going to get 50% off now the MyPillow 4-pack. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. And I take them everywhere. You heard right. 50% off 4 pillows. They make fantastic gifts. So call 800-506-2641 and use promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. And use promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we're appreciative of those of you that have already called and already given, and Todd Chapman's going to thank a few of you in just a second. But if you're just joining us, I want you to know that if you call right now to help feed and water these children that we're telling you about that are in the Savan Cabrit community of Haiti at 855-907-4673, if you give a gift right now, for the next 30 minutes, there's an opportunity because of a very generous friend of WMCA to come alongside and to have your gift basically doubled. So this will run out at about 45 minutes past the hour, but I want you to think about right now as you're hearing Todd and I talk about what it would require for you to give your gift in the next few minutes, because if we have a matching friend that is willing to step up and be this generous, then we kind of owe it to the kids of Haiti to try to do all we can to maximize that. And that's where I want to be a good steward of this. 855-907-4673. $50 will feed a child for the coming year, a child that will not probably eat much otherwise, and then also give them clean water for the rest of their life, because Food for the Poor will be in their community building a water service that will actually help their entire village. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Now, Todd, we want to say thank you to some people that have already been generous with us.
We do want to thank Pearl from Brooklyn. She gave a gift of $100. She's given before to Food for the Poor, and she said, hey, I got to do it again. It felt so good last time, and I love that I can help these children. And Pearl, your $100 gift is going to be doubled now, thanks to this matching partner, to save 4 kids food for a year and water for life. And she did that by calling 855-907-4673, as did Jeffrey from New City, New York. He's a first-time giver to Food for the Poor, and he said, hey, I like the idea of saving 3 kids, actually 6 kids when you factor in our generous matching partner. So thank you, Jeffrey, for that gift of $150. Friends, would you join with Pearl and Jeffrey and give your gift right now? Let me challenge you. Could you save 6 kids right now with that $150 gift? I mean, you know, I just my wife and I went to the store the other day to pick up, quote unquote, a few things. And man, what is it about the grocery store? You cannot get out of there for with less than $150. And Kevin, I know it's worse for you because we don't even have kids in the house anymore. We're empty nesters, and we're still dropping $150 a week on groceries. But, you know, friends, think about that money feeding 6 kids every day, 2 healthy, nutritious meals every day for the next year, and giving them clean, safe drinking water for life. That's the difference you can make with 1 week's worth of grocery budget when you call 855-907-4673.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Todd. Just this last weekend, we just had one of those weird weekends where the checkbook was empty, and I pulled out a few dollars of cash, and I was like, okay, we're gonna power through till Monday morning, right? And how do we do this? And I had to go to the store, and I literally said to my sweetheart, give me what we need, and she sent a list, and it was first 5 items, and then it was 10 items, and then it was 12, right? And I'm looking at the money in the wallet, and I'm like, well, that's going to eat up everything else that we have for the rest of the weekend. Mm. And it was about $120.
Yep.
And I kid you not, Todd, when I got home, there were only like 3 bags of groceries. It wasn't much stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
But I'm saying, how does that go out the door so quickly? Which, so then magnifying that element of how we live here in the tri-state, and then pulling out and saying, but for $50 or for $150, I could give 3 children all the food they need for the rest of for the coming year and clean water for the rest of their life. There's no comparison in terms of the value one to the other. So the $150 spent in helping those children get the food and water that they need, a much better return on investment than even, you know, getting your gummy bears and Skittles at the Stop and Shop over the weekend. I'm not sure that's what you got, Todd, but maybe it was more like
I'm
Hershey's
a fan of the Twizzlers, actually.
Oh, Twizzlers. That's right. I knew that.
Snack of choice.
So 855-907-4673. And right now, because this friend is very generous and is saying every gift is going to be matched dollar for dollar, we want you to step up and take advantage of that. If we could deliver twice as much food for twice as many kids, just making the gift now as opposed to later, doesn't it make it worth it to do it now? Mm-hmm. 855-907-4673. Todd, it's kind of a thing called stewardship. It's like if we're really committed to doing what God wants us to do, then we're going to do the most good with it at the time, right?
Yeah, and I love the encouragement that you get in James chapter 2. Let me just share this biblical encouragement for you to give today. It says, "Dear brothers, what's the use of saying that you have faith and are Christians if you aren't proving it by helping others?" Man, isn't that profound? That you know, and it says it in other verses in the Bible, faith without works is dead. And then it goes on to cite a very specific example, which I find is interesting because it talks about a brother or sister who's in need. It says, if you have a friend who's in need of food and clothing, and you say to him, well, hey, I'll see you later. Hey, by the way, God bless you. Stay warm and eat hearty now, would you? But you don't give him clothes or food. What good does that do? James 2:17, you see, it's not enough just to have faith. You have to do good to prove that you have it, because faith that doesn't show itself by good works is no faith at all. It's dead and useless. So friends, I want to ask you to exercise right now. Exercise your faith. You don't even have to go to the gym to do it. Okay, so maybe that's motivation in and of itself. You don't have to get out of your chair. You can exercise your faith right now by taking a little bit of what God has entrusted to you, redeploying it to show God's love and to provide life-saving food and water to a child that Kevin this morning woke up and they literally do not know where food is coming from. I can't tell you how many times I visited Haiti and I talked to moms and I ask the same questions every household we go to, and I get the same answers. What did you have to eat today? Well, nothing yet this morning. Well, what about tonight? Well, we're going to go, you know, see if maybe the neighbors have a little extra food. And if not, then we're just going to boil some water and that's what we'll have. Or in a very extreme situation, Kevin, you remember the clay cookies. Mothers at times, out of pure desperation, they'll resort to literally feeding their kids mud in the form of these mud cookies that are dried in the sun, and they know it has no nutritional value. But when a child has gone 3-4 days without eating anything of substance, their stomach hurts so bad, it's agonizing. And so the parents, in desperation, will feed their kids these mud cookies because it fills up their stomach and at least allows them to get a little relief from that hunger. It's just devastating, and we can do something to save a child from that agony right now.
Yeah. Well, someone just gave another $150 gift. I just saw it pop into the report, and I just want to say, I don't even know your name, but you just fed 3 children for the next year, and you're going to guarantee that they have clean drinking water for the rest of their life. That is such a beautiful thing. Thank you for being attentive and paying attention and responding to what God is prompting you to do. But if you give right now, friends, that's going to double. So that 3 kids was turned into 6 kids because that person gave right now. Please go to the phone, 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me frequently talk about the number of children in Haiti that face cruel and unusual circumstances. Friends, it's an inhumane reality to understand that children are constantly facing these realities and that acts of nature have only made them worse. But we can do something about that. Our friends Food for the Poor have been on the ground for more than 30 years in Haiti, and right now we have the opportunity to help rescue 520 Haitian children for the coming year. $50 will feed a child for the full year and supply clean drinking water, purified, beautiful, delicious, clean drinking water for the rest of their life. And due to a very generous matching gift, for those of you that can do at least 3 children in the next 10 minutes, so a one-time gift of $150, your gift will be automatically doubled. But a gift of any size helps right now rescue a child. 855-907-4673. That's 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Win a 1 ounce gold piece from Landmark Capital. You know, from Money Monday, they help you keep your portfolio in check. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. Contest runs April 9th through July 6th, and every entry gets the 2018 Financial Survival Kit, a value of nearly $200, at no cost to you. And once you've spoken to a firm to confirm your information, you may even get some help on how to plan your portfolio better. One winner will be chosen at random on July 6th and announced on my show. That's July 6th. See complete contest rules at am570themission.com.
Are you looking for a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Nyack's classes are small, and their students and faculty develop strong relationships with each other. And Nyack places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Weekend evening and online courses are available, and special programs are available for working adults. Let NIAC serve you so you can become the person God intends you to become. To learn if one of NIAC's undergraduate, graduate, or seminary programs is right for you, attend their open house at their New York City campus on Wednesday, April 18th at 5:30 p.m. Go to NIAC.edu/RSVP or call 877-626-2236. That's NIAC.edu/RSVP or 877-626-2236.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text EDGE to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting EDGE to 85850. Don't forget, that's EDGE. To 85850.
I just looked quickly to see who was texting me. I never text and drive.
I was just changing my music. My eyes never left the road, I swear.
He was just there. He came out of nowhere in the middle of the block. Is he going to be okay?
Drivers and pedestrians, see and be seen. The instant you stop paying attention could be the instant you'll always regret.
A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee and the New York State Departments of Health and Transportation.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very grateful to have you with us, and if you're just joining us, repeating the news from the top of the show, our thoughts and prayers and hearts are going out to the family of Jim Cimbala, Jim and Carol Cimbala today. We are with you. The tragic loss of their daughter-in-law over the weekend, as was announced, I guess, in a church newsletter that went out Monday morning, but just found out about it today, and we want to, as Salem Communications, as New York City's AM 570, The Mission, and as Kevin McCullough Radio, we want to do all that we can to express our solidarity with the Cimbala family and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church. It is a very, very vibrant part of our church community here in New York, and we would not be who we are without them in many respects. And so for the many thousands of you that attend BTAB, we are praying for you. We're standing with you. And AM 570, The Mission, hopes to continue to be a resource for you through these days to come. We are still talking about the children of Haiti, and it is very interesting
As I have had conversations with people like Bishop Roderick Caesar and Jim Cimbala in recent years, Haiti is a place that's important to the pastoral community of New York City. This is a place, Todd Chapman of Food for the Poor, where several of our most leading senior pastors in the pastoral community have said, this is a place where my heart's at. And when I retire from pulpit ministry, I want to travel and help people there. Like, I love hearing that from the shepherds too. Like, you know, setting the tone. We're not going to forget about this place, but it is easy to forget about Haiti, according to our media and according to American life, because we just don't come into contact with the type of lifestyle that they endure there. For people that don't know, Todd, what is life on the ground in Haiti like?
Well, first of all, Haiti is, you're right, they are our next-door neighbor. If you fly out of Fort Lauderdale or Miami, it's not even an hour and a half in the air, and there you are in the poorest country on this side of the planet. About 11 million people, most of them living in what we call abject poverty. That means making less than $2 a day U.S. Unemployment is rampant. There's lack of jobs, lack of education. 75% of the folks living there don't have access to modern sanitation and clean, safe drinking water. And likewise, because it's an island and because it's been decimated by natural disasters like hurricanes and drought for the last 3 years, they can only grow now, Kevin, about 20% of their own needs can be produced in Haiti. And that's a relatively new development. It's actually, you know, historically they could do better than that. Now they can't. And so virtually all the food has to be imported. Very expensive to do that. And when you're making $2 a day, the fact of the matter is you just can't pay it. You can't afford to buy food. You just can't. You don't have enough money. And so that's why it's so important that the church come alongside. And by the way, virtually no effective government there. There's no safety nets. There's no social programs. And government is not going to be the salvation of Haiti. You know, it's going to fall to Christians who hear about the needs and do what those pastors that you talked about are doing, you know, just saying, hey, I'm gonna minister to the people of Haiti. And I got to tell you, Kevin, it's exciting because I was having a conversation on my last trip there with some of our people at Food for the Poor, and I said, what's going on spiritually in Haiti? And they said, you know, the church has never been more alive. It's never been more alive. The new church is popping up all the time. People are really seeking God in a powerful new way, more people than ever before. And so this is a great opportunity for the church here in America to come alongside our brothers and sisters there in Haiti and minister doing their work on the ground in Haiti and equip them to spread the gospel in tangible, material ways.
Yeah.
And for Food for the Poor, that begins with food and water, which that's what we're asking you to give today.
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Todd, introduce us to a face from Haiti. Take us there. Help us to feel, hear, sense what they're dealing with.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a mom that I met on my most recent trip. Her name is Denise, and I just want you to hear just a little bit about her struggle every day.
I just sit around all day. I have the 7 kids with me. We don't have a decent place to stay, to sleep. Their dad is not much around. He is all over the place. He barely ever comes here. And I don't have a mother or a father to help me or take care of me. My kids are growing up in my hands, and there's nothing I can do to provide and do more for them. So I'm basically just living on a good neighbor.
How often is she able to get something to eat for the family?
Nous mangeons jeudiam.
Non, non, non. Fait-tu bail? Mange chaque jour. Même si bail chaque jour. Jour.
We had a little but that's not always the case. We eat when we can eat, whenever someone gives us a little bit of food to cook.
We eat when we can eat, whenever someone else has a little extra food they can share with us. Boy, what a feeling of helplessness, right? I mean, to not be able to provide for your own family, for your own children, Kevin, honestly, I can't imagine how that feels. You know, I mean, years back, I remember we went through a challenging time in our life and needed some help, and our church came to our rescue in that time. But I can't imagine a lifetime spent that way. And so, friends, beautiful opportunity for you to come alongside Denise and family just like hers and be Jesus to them right now and meet those needs for food and water.
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Ah, it's finally springtime. Did you know it's the busiest time of year for engagements and weddings? Do you know someone that's getting engaged or is planning a wedding? If so, make sure you tell them to go to Lord's Diamonds and see my good friend Anu.
She has a special relationship with Kevin McCullough listeners spanning so many years I've practically forgotten how long. Because of her honesty, integrity, Christian values, she cares so much about making her clients happy. All of that, and she's going to take $500 off the price of wedding bands just because you're part of the Kevin McCullough radio family. Also, if you were married years ago, couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams like was the case in my house, maybe the time is right to go get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of. I bought my lovely bride new custom designed pieces from Anew, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else ever again, nor should you, or your family or friends. Not only did Lords work within my budget and give me great ideas, they designed a ring that helped people fawn all over it. And in addition to the follow-up, the caring, Lords Diamonds, that's unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with my friend Anew right now, 212-789-8500. Tell her that Kevin McCullough told you to call. That's Lords Diamonds. And don't forget, $500 off the wedding bands. Call 212-789-8500. 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it and for the patients that I have that are taking it, and it's been phenomenal. Watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. And the thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday morning at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
April 28th, 2018 could be a life changer. Most guys go through life not knowing who they really are or what their purpose truly is. Are you being challenged? Is your path taking you where you want to go? Maybe God is calling your name right now at this very moment to register for the Transformed Conference that every man and boy ought to attend.
They should be there for their families. They should be there for themselves. And you know what? Give up the ball game. Even give up going to watch your son play, because the investment that you're making in your family that day could change generations to come.
Joe Pellegrino is founder of Legacy Minded Men.
We've got a lot of guys sitting in our pews. We've got a lot of guys out in society. They're living life, but they're living life with a mask on. It's not really who they are. And we want them to take that mask off, understand how God wired them, and then put their gifts into action for His glory.
Dr. Tony Evans is just one of seven dynamic speakers at the Transform Men's Conference, April 28th. Register at legacymindedmen.org.
That's legacymindedmen.org. Do it now.
If you're selling your home, buying for the first time, looking for the perfect rental, or need a tenant, D'Amico Group is here to serve. I'm Val D'Amico, CEO of D'Amico Group Real Estate. With over 14 years of experience in the five boroughs and Westchester County, our firm works relentlessly to make sure your real estate needs are met. Call us at 718-510-3012 or email valerie@d'amicogroup.org to find out what your property's worth or to discuss your next move. Remember, D'Amico means friend, and with D'Amico Group Real Estate, you've got a friend in the business.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
It's
happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and so thankful for those of you that have gotten involved. Just in this hour, we have added up the gifts that have come in, and for the hour, we account for 84 children that have been cared for by your giving already. So I just want to say a huge thank you on behalf of every one of those lives. Our goal is 520. There's 520 names on the critical care list for Food for the Poor, and 84 of them have already been scratched off. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But that means that there's many more to go, and that means that in the final 15 minutes or so of this broadcast, if we could do 16 more children, then we would have cleared 100 children in 1 hour. That's such an amazing thing. So here's the phone number if you were thinking about giving. A few minutes left in our matching gift challenge, and I hope that you will take advantage of that. 855-907-4673. If you wish to give on behalf of your business as a business benefactor, we will thank you with a advertising campaign in addition to your tax deductible gift. You can give a $2,500 gift or larger to qualify for that. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. You can also give online at am570themission.com, or you can hit #250 on your smartphone and be connected by voice when you use keyword Haiti. But Todd, there's some more people to thank. Let's do that.
Yeah. Olivia from NIAC just called. She said, hey, I want to save three kids. Strike that, make it six kids with this match opportunity. And she gave a gift of $150. She's given before. Thank you, Olivia, for coming back and saving even more children. And Kevin, by the way, we see a lot of that. Once you give once to save these kids, it feels so good. A lot of people come back and do it again. So thank you, Olivia. And then Florence from Kinnelon, New Jersey. Did I say that right?
Kinnelon?
Okay. Yeah, Kinnelon. She's a first-time giver, and she said, hey, I like this idea. I want to save a child or two. And so she gave a $50 gift, and Florence, that gift is going to be doubled by our matching partner as well. So you just saved two kids with Food for a Year and Water for Life. So friends, 16 kids remaining, and we can take care of those kids right now. You and four others on the phone right now at 855-907-4673 with a gift of $150, or maybe you could do $250, maybe $50, $100. I don't know what God has laid on your heart, but every one of those gifts will be doubled. Every one of those gifts will save lives as you give Food for a Year and Water for Life through Food for the Poor. Again, that number is 855-907-4673. Hey, Kevin, I wanted to share something from Angel Aloma. He is my friend. He is our executive director at Food for the Poor. I take him with me wherever I go. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean he's with us here in New York today. He couldn't make the trip, but I always have him with me in my computer.
I love this guy. He's got such a big heart.
He's so amazing, but I love the way he gives us such insight and inspiration. So here's a thought from our executive director at Food for the Poor, Angel Aloma.
We use the word nothing very lightly in this country. I remember my children and now my grandchildren opening a refrigerator loaded with food saying there is nothing to eat in this house. I know that many women walk into a closet chock full with clothes and oftentimes say, I have nothing to wear. But in our countries, nothing is very, very literal. It's a word that is used in the fullness of its meaning, zero. These families, they have no change of clothing. They have no place to live. They have no jobs, no source of income. So their last resort is to go to the garbage dump. Horrible as it is, with the terrible stench, with the flies and the vultures and the animals scavenging, they go there to try to find food for their children. They go there just like the pigs and the goats and the dogs, to try to survive by finding something to eat, by finding a discarded piece of clothing, by finding a discarded piece of furniture that they might use in their makeshift home right on the dump or on the periphery of the dump. So basically, this is their only means of survival.
Kevin, on my very first trip with Food for the Poor, long before I ever came to work for Food for the Poor, I was a radio guy in Dallas, and they took me to Jamaica. And I'll never forget, within 90 minutes of landing there in Kingston, Jamaica, I found myself standing on a mountain of garbage, looking on in horror as I tried to keep the flies out of my mouth, and the stench was horrendous, and it was hot, and it was. But I watched as people dug through garbage dumps looking for food or anything that they could sell, and I just was shocked. I was so shocked that it moved me to tears. And I've seen that scene many, many times in many countries in the years since, but it never ceases to shock me, and it never ceases to sorrow me that human beings can be reduced to the level of an animal. And, you know, Angel said in that piece of audio there, he said, it's the last resort. And for me, that poses the question, well, what do you do when the last resort is your best opportunity? What do you do when poverty is that bad? Mm. Well, friends, I can tell you, they pray. They pray that someone will hear their plight and someone will be moved by the heart of God to take action and do something to help. And so, friends, I'm extending that invitation to you right now. Would you be the answer to prayer for a family in Haiti right now? It's Yvonne Cabrit that they're wondering how they're going to eat today. They're afraid for every drink of water their kids have to take from the gutter, that slime-infested only source of water they've got that has already proven to make kids sick. But friends, you can reach into that desperate situation with the love of Christ, with transformation, with hope, by giving food for a year and water for life right now, Kevin. And I'm just praying that five people will go to the phone and make a very generous, life-changing gift right now in this very moment.
855-907-4673 is exactly where you go. 855-907-4673. Now just moments left in being able to make that matching challenge occur. So you've heard from the executive director of Food for the Poor. You've heard from Todd, who was on the ground that very first time. Todd, my situation very similar in reaction. And I think that when you as a human come into real contact with genuine poverty for the first time, it is a shock to the system. Mm-hmm. And what we don't understand in America is that there's not one person in America that lives in that level of poverty. I mean, you take the worst situations that you have in the United States, and people in Haiti that live on top of that garbage heap would trade places 12 times a day and 3 times on Sunday if they had the chance. Friends, we're not asking to give anybody a brand new life. We're just saying, can we feed the hungry children and give them clean drinking water? 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Trying to do something kind of cool, and that is close out this hour with 100 children fed and watered for the next year. 855-907-4673 or online at am570themission.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Salem Business Breakfast is on April 19th at the Wanacue Academic Center at Passaic County Community College, right off 287. Come for networking and a delicious breakfast by DR Catering. Steve Adubato will moderate a panel discussion on succeeding as an entrepreneur with Bernard Carrick, former New York City Police Commissioner, John Bramnick, assemblyman and partner at Bramnick Law, Susan Safis, owner of Rhino Shield of New York, and Phil Van Horn, CEO of Blue Rock Energy. Joe Piscopo and the AM 970 morning team will be broadcasting live from 6 to 10 a.m. at the college. Bring lots of business cards for networking and to enter to win great prizes, including an Apple TV. The event is free, but you have to register. Get your free tickets to the Salem Business Breakfast on April 19th at am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com. The Salem Business Breakfast is sponsored by Blue Rock Energy and L'Artigiano Gelato.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did in state court. The case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like.
ChristianRadio.com. Not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. 888-3, I'm sorry, that's my normal phone number. If you want to call me, 888-340-3373. But if you want to make a gift to our special cause with Food for the Poor, where we are trying to feed children that are hungry and give them clean drinking water. And I love the way Angel Aloma, speaking of him last segment, Todd, I love the way Angel Aloma tells the story about when he was at the first time that they broke one of the water systems open and started letting people taste it. And he gave a glass to a child, and he asked him, you know, is it good? And the kid looked up at him and says, no, it's not good. It's delicious. And that is just how these children approach this. It is such a gift. The water really is a very special thing for them. And friends, that's what you're giving. 855-907-4673. $50 feeds a child for a year and gives them clean drinking water for the rest of their life. Todd, we've only got a few minutes left, and I'd love for you to kind of summarize in short why these 520 children matter so much.
Well, they matter, Kevin, because Jesus loves them, and he commands us to love them too, as if they're our own children. And your gifts matter because it's so much more than food and water. It's hope and it's life. And that was evidenced by a mom I met on my last trip, Ghislaine. She was holding her obviously malnourished child in her arms, and I asked her, I said, what do you pray for? She looked at me dead in the eye and said, I don't pray. And I said, well, what gives you hope? And she said, I feel hope because you're here. And she wasn't talking to me. She was talking about Food for the Poor, because she'd seen the blue shirts and she had seen help coming with those blue shirts. Friends, I don't know what Ghislaine's faith condition is, but I believe this with all my heart. As we minister to her and her family, giving food for a year and water for life, if she's not a Christian, she will come to know Christ as her Lord and Savior. Her life will be changed. Her kid's life will be changed, not only here on earth, but for all eternity. What you do in this moment resonates into eternity. So please pray and then respond to the Holy Spirit's prompting on your heart and just give with reckless abandon, just like that beautiful worship song, The Reckless Love of God. I'm praying that you'll respond right now.
Friends, it's so easy to do it. You can do it online at am570themission.com. You can do it on your smartphone at #250 and then use the keyword Haiti. Or you can just dial the number, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Please call. Please help a child right now. Their eternity and their tomorrow are both tied into your actions. 855-907-4673.